Chapter 4. For some reason, the gown helped Blue put things in perspective. Although she'd taken it off now and was wearing her familiar blouse and breeches, she was no longer feeling nearly so frantic about the coronation arrangements. Admittedly, there was still a lot to do, but there were still 2 weeks to do it in. And it wasn't really fair to say Purgus didn't care. It was just that the whole thing upset him. He'd never wanted to be emperor, and he didn't want to be emperor now, so he avoided thinking about it. And maybe that was all to the good. Purgus was capable of making a mess of nearly anything. Better to lead the arrangements to her. She was good at organisation. It wasn't as if she didn't have as much help as she needed. There were... She turned a corner of the corridor and walked into her half-brother, Comma. There was something on his lips, something he'd been eating, that had turned them bright scarlet. He'd put on weight quite noticeably since their father died.
Sorry,
Comma muttered. He glanced behind him as if afraid he was being followed, then gave Blue a forced half-smile.
You're in a hurry, sweet sister, he said.
She hated it when he called her sweet sister, and her annoyance made her sharp.
I've a lot to do.
Comma had been no help at all with the arrangements, and while she was prepared to forgive Purgus, all Comma did was make her furious.
There's somebody waiting for you in your bedroom,
Comma said. Blue blinked.
How do you know?
What she really wanted to ask was, what were you doing in my bedroom? Comma shrugged infuriatingly and started to walk on.
Who is it? Blue demanded.
He waved to her without looking back.
I expect it's one of your clever spies, he said.
What have you been eating? Blue shouted. What were you doing in my... But it was too late. He was already turning down a side corridor. Seething, Blue stamped off towards her quarters. There was no one in her bedroom except her cleaning maid.